Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Cork Lodge Champions League, Cork.
Yeah, good morning to you, Mary. More penalty shootout excitement in the Champions League last night, and Real Madrid beat their City rivals Atletico 4-2 on penalties to reach the quarterfinals of the tournament. Their last 16 tie ended 2-2 after extra time. Real will face Arsenal in the last eight. The Gunners drew 2-2 at home to PSV Eindhoven and went through 9-3 over the two legs. Oleksandr Zinchenko and Declan Rice scored the Arsenal goals. Aston Villa marched into the quarterfinals with an easy 3-0 win over Bruges, giving them a 6-1 victory overall, and they'll have a far tougher task next time out against PSG. Well, Borussia Dortmund reached the last eight for the second year in a row. They enjoyed a 2-1 win at Lille, going through 3-2 on aggregate. Republic of Ireland midfielder Ruaisha Littlejohn has signed for Shamrock Rovers. The 34-year-old midfielder left the London City Lionesses by mutual consent in January. The Ireland rugby team to face Italy in Saturday's Six Nations finale in Rome will be announced at 11 o'clock this morning. Jack Crowley and Gary Ringrose are expected to be named in the starting lineup. Ringrose missed the defeat to France as he was suspended for one international game following a sending off against Wales. Part of his sanction involved him attending tackle school, and he explained to Michael Corcoran what that involved. And we'll
it's a kind of independent body of world rugby that you touch base with them, put together a couple of drills that simulate, I guess, what happened, talk through the what went wrong in the incident, talk through what you do to make sure it doesn't happen again, or best endeavour to make sure it doesn't happen again, and then get a bit of repetition over the 3 or 4 days of the week through different drills. So that's what it was, I guess. Yeah, so it was to try and simulate it or break it down into little moments and then in little drills and then simulate it again. And I mean, hopefully something like that doesn't happen again.
And it's a huge game this week, isn't it? I mean, given the result last week, it's so important, I suppose, and beneficial. I'm trying to be positive here, that there's a game next Saturday as distinct from even a 2 week break.
Yeah, I guess for us it's only been on reviewing the game as harshly and honestly as we can, see where we can get better, see what we can do better prep-wise for a big challenge in Italy this week, and then go out there and try and do our best for 80 minutes. So to have a game to be able to go after is always, I mean, it's challenging, but it's always a good thing.
That's Gary Ringrose, and Michael will bring us full live commentary from Rome on Saturday's Sport. The game kicks off at 2:15. Marine Nationale, ridden by Sean Flanagan for owner-trainer Barry Connell, won the champion chase at Cheltenham by 18 lengths. Among the three winners for Winnie Mullins was Leckie Watson in the Brown Advisory Novices Chase. The horse is owned by the Slaneyville Syndicate, which is made up of eight members of the Byrne family, including the parish priest of Portlaoise, Monsignor John Byrne. We're told the Monsignor will be back to his parish duties tomorrow once he gets back from Cheltenham. Today's feature is the Stayers Hurdle, and our online colleagues will have updates and reports from Cheltenham through the day on rte.ie/sport. Roscommon's Lisa O'Rourke has progressed to the light middleweight quarterfinals at the Women's World Amateur Boxing Championships. She secured a second round stoppage victory against an opponent from Azerbaijan and will box for a medal today. And finally, the death has taken place of the former Galway footballer and manager Billy Joyce, an uncle of current manager Pádraig Joyce. He was a mainstay at midfield for the Tribesmen for a decade and a half, and one of his great days came in 1981 when he inspired Galway to victory over Dermot Earley's Roscommon in the National League final.
All right, Pádraig, thank you for that.